with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The tax filing deadline for most Americans is today, and President Trump's administration is highlighting the impacts of Republicans' massive tax and spending law. Small Business Administrator Kelly Loeffler says Republican policies are helping American families keep more of their income.
Thankfully, Republicans united behind common sense policy of letting Americans, not Washington bureaucrats or fraudsters, keep more of what they earn.
The Treasury Department says tax refunds are up 24% this season, compared with the four-year average of refunds before Mr. Trump took office again. The White House says peace talks with Iran are ongoing.
The 14-day ceasefire is now in its second week, and White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the U.S. has not formally requested an extension with Iran.
We remain very much engaged in these negotiations, in these talks. You heard from the vice president directly and the president this week that these conversations are productive and ongoing.
She says there are discussions about more talks being held in person, but nothing is official until you hear it from the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent believes gasoline prices will drop this summer once the Strait of Hormuz is reopened.
I'm optimistic that sometime between June 20th and September 20th that we can have $3 gas again.
Asked if the tax refunds would go towards today's high gas prices, Bessent says the public is free to spend its money however it wants. President Trump's budget director told Congress it'll take a massive upfront investment to ramp up U.S. weapons production and build more ships, planes, and drones. Russell Vogt spoke before the House Budget Committee. This is SRN News. Illinois is the place to go for an abortion.
According to research by the Alan Guttmacher Institute, of the roughly 150,000 women who traveled across state lines to get an abortion last year, 23% went to Illinois, which is more than any other state in the union. Democratic Governor Jay Pritzker is a vigorous promoter of abortion and, with the help of the legislature, has done all he can to make Illinois an abortion destination. This new report indicates that the governor is succeeding. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida wants to improve young people's understanding of the Holocaust in an effort to stem the rising tide of anti-Semitism. A recent poll released by the Claims Conference revealed that amongst Generation Z and millennials in Florida, nearly two-thirds were unaware that 6 million Jews were murdered during the Holocaust. Beginning this fall, state officials will mandate an increase in class study of the Nazi genocide in all public schools. This is SRN News. The S&P 500 reached another record today.
Stocks rose to records on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% and surpassed its previous all-time highs set in January. The Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 72 points, or 0.1%. Markets have been rallying over the last 2 weeks on hopes for an end to the war with Iran. The U.S. and Iran are currently in a ceasefire. Oil prices held relatively steady below $100 per barrel. They are still well above roughly $70 per barrel from just before the war. Damian Troisi, New York.
On Wednesday, Bank of America reported a 30% increase in stock trading revenues for the first quarter, earning $2.8 billion. More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.